time for input too. I was really, at first I thought it was just media, but it isn't. It's everything, it's everything.
I think it's very important that you sit in, because that's one of our values.
And I think there's a deadline that if you send in your registration before August 12 or something, you don't spend as much money.
I didn't Xerox this. This was just given to me as I came in for my program, for my 91. It includes the rent for my space at NORTAC. Mm-hmm. It includes my travel from NORTAC. I'm scheduling the first Wednesday of every month. Maybe I should write it down here briefly. What I think, and then you could look at it and then decide how to work around it.
And you know that possibly meets the first Monday of the month?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll have camp. Let's just see what they have. They have 2 more weeks. I want to be there. These are Mondays and Tuesdays.
Are they going to have college retreat this summer?
I don't know.
That's so important for the success of our kids.
I don't know who would be in charge of organizing that. First Wednesday is orientation.
That used to be part of the Nervic program. We used to just include it.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I don't know which.
Even if we did it here, you know, a couple days or so.
Okay, July. I don't think I have any other thing happening in July.
School orientation is 20th of August and 13th of September in Clear.
Oh, the 20th?
20th of August.
Okay. And the 13th of September.
Uh-huh.
These are with teachers. What do you call it? Regional?
Orientation on the 20th. District.
Just now.
First thing tomorrow, I'll make copies of, I'll go to the office and make copies of.
Students do it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what days are that?
August 20th and September 13th.
August 20th to 24th?
Oh, the 7th and 8th to 24th. They even have things scheduled for the 25th, but then when you go home on 24th.
August 20th?
But that's depending on this, though.
Mm-hmm.
August 20th?
19th.
19th?
Yeah, we leave on the 19th.
And then come back on what?
24th.
24th?
They have things scheduled for 25th. If people want to stay longer.
I'll run out of copies in the
morning. I have 2 organizations that I'm really involved with at this time. It's with the Episcopal Church. I'm on the Diocesan Council and the Secretary of Arty Coast Deanery. We're meeting August 3, 4, and 5. And then this is in Alaska. So that would be my first annual meeting. And then the next one will be August. This is in New York. August. What's the last day of August? We have a calendar.
31.
September 1 and 2. Those are the only ones that I have so far, I know. People work around their states. And I figure that arrangement to meet in Tivolina August 1st is flexible. Unless we want to plan and just go there and do a
first Wednesday.
I talked myself out of going to Miss WEIO, so Linda, he is going for this. I was supposed to go, but I'll be The kids will be Eskimo dancing July 30 to up to August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So that lifts me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I have to be here that morning to give orientation, and then I have a dental appointment. It ties me up in the morning of August 1st, possibly. But if you are willing to go somewhere or some other time,
I'll be in Anchorage with the Northern Lights Dancers.
Whenever you come back, huh?
Yeah.
Then I could put it on a travel voucher.
So what are we deciding about the assessment needs of villages?
Would it be easier for it to start from Kivalina, since we have this stuff?
Since we've got that much.
And NOTEC?
Uh-huh.
And NOTEC?
Uh-huh.
And I'd be there. Really.
Yeah.
We could fly directly from Kivalina to NOTEC.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd have this material that we had talked about.
So we could schedule for Red Dog opening. Are you involved in that?
No.
Okay, neither am I. So I'm free, as I know, this week. Oh, that's a flattery.
It's okay. We should all look that week if everybody's free.
To wherever. Yeah, spend a night in
Kivalina.
And spend a night in Kivalina.
We'll look to Kivalina on this day.
Hi. Is it locked?
No, it's open.
You want to stay there?
Yeah.
Go Kivalina.
Can you call me at that?
Nobody's here now.
Go NOTEC.
No.
Go home.
But I'll just be back.
Give me
a day to look in the office.
How about later on during the week, since the next week has no connections? Did that give you enough time?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel?
I just need at least a day, you know, to see what's going on in the office, and by that time, next week, I'll have my schedule made out.
I know, I plan to come here.
Of places that I have to go.
And I'll be on annual leave 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and I could just stay and get some stuff that needs to be followed up.
Uh-huh.
And then go in and find
Would it be easier to meet at NOTEC first, or would you be in Kivalina then?
It would be easier to meet at NOTEC than I follow you to Kivalina if there's a way out of NOTEC to Kivalina.
That way
we could start with the village where I live, and it would be easier.
And then we'll expect good hospitality.
yes. We'll all be preparing for your visits.
My relatives will be expecting me too, though. And what about just leave this open right here?
Let's see, what other things do you have scheduled?
After we go there, I think the next two small ones would be Brooklyn and Deering.
Deering, right.
Mm-hmm.
After we get a good feel for these two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That way we'll at least get this stuff while it's fresh in their mind.
Uh-huh.
I know NOTEC said, but there are not too many people here. And they said, that's okay, it's a beginning.
Because
better to get a few people at a time rather than try to go for 100% turnout because it's summertime.
Besides, those other people know what's going on too.
Yeah,
they know what's going on too. And then when we start developing the program of who can do what and who can do what, you know, then they need to really start involving the whole community.
Brooklyn Deering.
Stella, do you have access to a Xerox machine?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want a copy.
How about 10 and 11 for,
Sure.
See, if we go, even if we go in the morning.
In the afternoon to do.
Yeah, that's kind of rushing it, Joe.
Yeah, they need time. They need time to talk to us. For instance, if we go to Buckland, there's lots of things Buckland want to talk about to help them get organized with their youth activities. And that Deering is trying to figure out how resources could be taken there, like Nora, because of you.
So,
is there any Deering elders?
I wonder if that would mess up their weekend, though. It's very difficult time.
You want to go Kivalina, Deering, Buckland? Or is that too hectic?
If we come back, well, we could do that and then give it a rest, you know. Get ourselves ready for weekend two. However way the travel works out best.
Another time we did this, we chartered and just broke it up into three agencies.
Mm-hmm.
It was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and go anytime you want. For instance, instead of having to wait for a scheduled airline, as soon as the meeting was over, you could get them to pick you up from Deering.
Well,
and that's what you want. It really depends.
Okay. Will you think Deering will be faster?
I know.
But we would probably have to work in the evenings with them.
Yeah.
If people would.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, Deering.
And then that would give us time to come home on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It would give us time, thanks.
Thank you.
Anyway, give your comments back on this. As you see, it doesn't say have anything here about materials. Bruce just put this together. And
maybe we could leave it that way, yeah.
Okay. And that way we'll know August 7th through the 10th we have those travels scheduled.
We'll take a morning flight. I think I'll flight there sort of early in the day anyway. We might want to meet
like 3 o'clock or something.
Yeah, because they have their Wednesday evening meetings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But since we've done this much already, maybe they won't have that many issues, you know.
When we started the meeting in Kivalina at 3 o'clock, we're out of there by 5.
That'll be good, because we've done this much already.
And we had 25 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their first meeting of people getting together.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. And then we could advertise it well ahead of time to Kivalina and NOTAC and Buckland
and
Deering.
Right.
Could you take care of
putting it on the radio?
Don,
when
those fishing boats,
those village, village IRA,
you know?
Tell them those
when
dates are
fishing
boats,
fishing season.
What do you mean? You mean in
for the season?
You remember that coordinator
thing? Yeah.
Where they have
okay,
that
thanks.
Letter?
Bye.
Yeah. Copy to our elders, representatives, elders, councils, and also to IRA.
And give me a copy. That way I use it as part of my monthly report.
Yeah.
And sort of push down on some of the reporting I have to do.
Some of the people from NOTAC are fishing too here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on in the month.
Summertime is a bad time to run around.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to collect food from people.
Or cake, our fishing poles, right?
Mm-hmm. So we'll just not worry about the other villages right now.
Yeah.
Because
we had that new thing, we'll probably have lots of work to do piled up on this week. From having come back from Anchorage and then traveling right away, and then I'll probably have a bunch of work to do that week before I go to that new conference. As it is, I have a bunch of things I gotta do this week. But that's okay.
Go ahead and take those copies.
I've got one that I took.
Oh, okay. I have a village one that can go with us.
Oh, good. I have to ask North Tack IRA if they could give me an office key. I go.